How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. EV makers and battery companies are begging the Trump administration not to kill off the federal EV tax credit. The Zero Emission Transportation Association, which represents companies like Rivian, Tesla, Uber, Lucid, and Panasonic, say tax credits for EV sales and production have helped grow jobs in states that voted Republican, and ending them would hurt job growth. The group also says the credits help, quote, compete to win against China. As we reported last week, the Trump administration wants to kill off the $7,500 tax credit for purchasing an EV. We think they'll likely get rid of that, but keep incentives for battery production. Because most factories are located in states that voted Republican, and building factories creates jobs. And Trump says he's all about creating jobs. Speaking of Trump, Bloomberg reports he's planning to issue a national standard for autonomous vehicles. No doubt Elon Musk has been talking to Trump about that, since Elon says the future of Tesla is really with autonomous cars and AI. Right now, there isn't much of a national standard for AVs, and a mishmash of state regulations make it almost impossible for automakers to deploy AVs on a national basis. While the Department of Transportation could issue rules on this, an act of Congress would make it happen a lot faster. One interesting development from the U.S. election 2 weeks ago was the number of ballot initiatives for public transportation that were approved by voters, even in conservative areas like Nashville, Tennessee, and Maricopa County in Arizona. There were 26 initiatives, and 19 of them were approved. Those and other approved initiatives this year will raise an additional $25 billion for public transportation. Experts say people voted this way because they want alternative choices for transportation, especially high-quality public transportation. Okay, now over to China, where Infiniti is dying. There are rumors swirling around that Nissan's luxury brand will pull out of the Chinese market. And while Infiniti denies it will do that, the sales numbers show that the brand is essentially dead. So far this year, it's sold less than 2,000 cars in China, and you can't support a sales organization with so few sales. And in fact, all the premium European brands in China are now subsidizing their Chinese dealers due to the sharp drop in sales, and they're subsidizing them to the tune of hundreds of millions of euros. But it isn't just the European luxury brands. The entire luxury segment in China is off 8.5% so far this year, and 2,000 dealerships are expected to go out of business. Two things are happening here. There's a backlash in China against flashy spending, and foreign automakers are falling behind Chinese automakers in EVs, in-vehicle infotainment, and autonomous driving.
Knowing that a little rain won't slow down your day, that's what really matters. Bridgestone Turanza Quiet Track Tires. Confident control in wet conditions.
Mercedes is chasing Lucid Air levels of efficiency with its next-gen electric vehicles. The first to launch will be the CLA sedan as a 2026 model year vehicle, followed by a station wagon and two SUVs. They'll ride on a new skateboard platform called Mercedes-Benz Modular Architecture, which features an 800-volt electrical system and a new in-house developed drive unit. That unit combines a 200 kilowatt or nearly 270 horsepower electric motor with a two-speed gearbox and a silicon carbide inverter. 4MATIC or all-wheel drive versions add an 80 kilowatt or roughly 105 horsepower electric motor on the front axle. But to maintain efficiency, Mercedes says it's mainly used as a boost function. Two battery packs will be available. One is an NMC, or nickel, manganese, and cobalt chemistry, and has an energy density of 680 watt-hours per liter, which is 20% more than its previous packs. With 85 kilowatt-hours of capacity, it's expected to return over 750 kilometers, or 466 miles of range, or the equivalent of 12 kilowatt-hours per 100 kilometers. This battery will be used on sportier and higher-end models. The other is an LFP, or lithium iron phosphate pack, which has an energy density of 450 watt-hours per liter and a capacity of 58 kilowatt-hours. Rounding out the highlights on the EV side of things is an improved charging capability of up to 320 kilowatts, which can add about 300 kilometers or about 185 miles of range in 10 minutes. But these vehicles will have a hybrid setup as well. It combines a turbocharged 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine, which is available in three outputs, with a 20-kilowatt, or roughly 27-horsepower electric motor that's integrated into an 8-speed automatic transmission. Along with a 48-volt, 1.3-kilowatt-hour battery pack, vehicles will be able to cruise in EV-only mode for part of the time. Mercedes also converted its AC compressor to 48 volts, which, as we know from our Cybertruck teardown videos, can reduce the size of parts and cut wire size by an average of about 50%. The company is going to need to keep innovating like this if it wants to keep up with Lucid and others. Lucid has already improved its system for the Gravity SUV and is working on its next-gen tech that's even more efficient. It looks like China and Europe have made significant progress in their negotiations to end the EU's tariffs on Chinese-made EVs. According to a posting on a Weibo account affiliated with the state-run China Central Television, the EU and China have reached a, quote, technical consensus on scaling back or ending the tariffs. However, there aren't any details about the potential deal. It's been previously reported that they're working on a deal that would set prices on Chinese-made EVs and limit imports to the EU in order to avoid the tariffs. Chinese EV battery maker CATL introduced its second-generation sodium-ion battery. The company says the batteries have better safety and low temperature performance compared to lithium-ion batteries, with the ability to be discharged at temperatures as cold as minus 40 degrees. CATL didn't reveal its energy density, but previously said it's aiming to exceed 200 watt-hours per kilogram, which is not quite as energy-dense as lithium packs. According to reports, CATL's second-gen sodium batteries could replace 20 to 30% of lithium-ion batteries in small or short-range vehicles. The batteries are expected to launch next year, but they won't reach mass production until 2027. Toyota is quietly making progress on slashing the cost needed to make electric cars. Toyota calls its BEV development Area 35 because it wants to shrink the manufacturing footprint and the number of parts needed to make BEVs by 35%. The first car to benefit from this will be a Lexus that debuts in 2026. We fully expected to use large castings to eliminate stampings and possibly a form of unboxed assembly just like Tesla is playing around with. Toyota says it will reduce product development time and equipment costs by 25% and double productivity on its dedicated EV assembly lines. The company has already started converting some plants to the new way of making cars with the goal of converting all of them so it doesn't have to spend a fortune to build new ones. Those efforts in Japan have boosted manufacturing capacity by 80,000 vehicles already. Chinese automaker NIO just got another automaker to sign up for its charging network in China. Avatar, a joint venture between Chang'an, Huawei, and CATL, is NIO's latest partner, and all Avatar owners now have full access to the network. NIO has partnerships with 12 other automakers for its charging network, which now includes more than 2,600 swapping stations and nearly 24,000 chargers. Hyundai's performance and vehicles are pretty impressive and already feel a little bit like a race car for the road. But now they'll really have that race car look. It's coming out with a special TCR edition of the Elantra N that looks just like the cars that Hyundai puts on the track. On top of the unique touches inside and out, it features an adjustable carbon spoiler and lighter 19-inch wheels. The model launches in South Korea next month, followed by global markets in 2025. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for making Autoline a part of your day.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. And by Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Tajin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. What good is knowing your problems without the data to solve them? Meet Wireless Neovi Cloud, your secure off-the-shelf solution, empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless Neovi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless Neovi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Savor your traditions with delicious deals and festive flavors at Raley's in Nob Hill. Create a holiday meal in half the time by pre-ordering one of our easy heat and eat feasts. Make hosting hassle-free with ready-to-eat party platters and trays from our deli. Save 30% on wine when you buy six or more 750-milliliter bottles. Clip your digital member deal online or in the app to bring home a grade-A Raley's frozen basted turkey for 47 cents a pound, limit one while supplies last. Full plates, full hearts. Only at Raley's in Nob Hill.